Praise God. I thank the Lord again for every one of you that's still coming on the line. And we praise God for you. And we pray that you will be certainly blessed, because there's no way the word of God can go forth and return to him void, but it will accomplish all that is set out there to do. Tonight, we want to talk about the subject, the fullness of joy. The completeness, the fullness of the joy of the Lord. And we understand the joy of the Lord is the gladness of our heart that comes from just knowing God through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Just knowing that the love of Christ and that Christ himself, he's coming within us and he's made his abode with us. Not only him, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we are blessed just being filled with that Holy Spirit. It's so important to maintain or even seek after the fullness of joy. You may say, Lady B, so what is the fullness of joy? I got joy. What's the fullness of joy? All before this time is up, we'll understand it better. But the fullness of joy means to continue in a state of constant communion with our Heavenly Father. And it doesn't mean that you can't conduct your daily chores and your business that you need to take care of, but you're in that, you have that consciousness of the power of God, that who you are in him and who he is, just who we have living and abiding on the inside of us, the fullness of joy. It's choosing to remain in the awareness of the fact that his abiding presence is within us. That's awesome right there. Abides in us. You know, in the old days, well, the Spirit of God would just come upon man. But now, because of Jesus Christ, because of his shed blood, because that he has died and we are repented for our sins, and he lives in us. He abides on the inside of us. Praise God. Nehemiah, if you remember in the book of Nehemiah, Nehemiah is instructed the people that they had gone through so much, but he got a word from the Lord, and he told the people, go your way. He says, and go ahead and eat the fat, you know, prepare something to eat and drink the sweet. Have something that it just really is just so tasteful and joyful. And he says, and then I want you to send portions unto those who have nothing prepared. You've got it. Share it with them. He's told them why. Because this day is holy unto our God. And neither be ye sorry. Don't be sad about it. Even forget the things that were the former things. And just think, make a feast and prepare this as unto the Lord. Why? Because this joy that you're going to experience, it really makes us understand the joy of the Lord is your strength. That's what he instructed the people. So for you and I, we could wake up in the morning and choose to say, this is the day that the Lord has made. In other words, you may not feel so great. You may have aches and pains. Your body could be stiff or you know, you maybe went to bed with a problem. You woke up, the problem is still there. But this, talking about the fullness of joy, is a choice. You choose to rejoice. Mm-hmm. And the scripture tells us to rejoice in the Lord. And again, Paul reminds us, rejoice in the Lord. We have to choose to remain in the presence of God. Oh, he's with us all the time. He fills all spaces everywhere at the same time. But are we in that mindset? Have we chosen to keep our mind stayed on the Lord? Have we chosen to be kept in perfect peace? Think about that for a bit. This is the day. It's a choice. I'm going to be happy today. No matter what comes or goes, I choose to be happy. I choose because I'm free. And I know he that the Son set free is free indeed. See, when you know that word is on the inside. When you need it, just pull it out. Yeah, I am free. Why? Because Jesus set me free. And the peace of God, it abides in me. And I choose that peace of God. Praise God. It is a choice. See, let's talk about joy a little bit. I'm talking about the fullness of joy, but let's talk about joy. Joy is one of the fruit of the Spirit. Yes, it is in Galatians, in the 5th chapter. Actually, it talks about love, and then it lists the next one is joy. It's right after love. So as you and I are born-again believers, we'll experience the fullness of joy as we remain in the true vine, which is Jesus Christ. Jesus the Christ. I'm going to say it again. Born-again believers will experience the fullness of joy as we remain in the true vine. Now, let's talk about that true vine just a little bit on tonight. Turn with me to St. John, the 15th chapter, the 1st through the 5th verses. This is Jesus talking here. It's him ministering. It's him talking to the disciples and to the people. He's saying, I am the true vine. Stop right there. He's letting them know, I am. I'm the one. I am the genuine one. I'm the real thing. I am the true vine. And my Father is the husbandman or the gardener. Mm-hmm. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it. He prunes it, that it may bring forth more fruit. You all know I love flowers, and I love, you know, the results of the beauty of the work. But it's some work behind it. I was in the Southern States today, and I was telling someone, you know what? Things don't happen by itself. If there is work behind that. And listen, in producing, before something can produce beautiful and full and luscious flowers and healthy-looking vines, guess what? Sometimes it takes some pruning, and sometimes it takes some fertilizing. And then it takes a little bit of water, a combination of things. And sometimes when you prune things, it don't look so good. It looks skimpy. But let me tell you what, it does the job. And you get the dead out the way so it makes room for life, for the living vines. And the same way with us, we are the branches. It says every branch that beareth fruit, he said he purges it, he prunes it. In other words, he cleans us up. He cuts off things that aren't going to benefit us. He cuts off things that don't encourage our growth. It cuts off the things that stuns our growth. The Bible says, "Drop, you know, get rid of all the dead weights." We can't take that to heaven. We can't take that in this Christian journey. We can't afford to take on a heavy extra baggage. Let it go. Drop it off. He says, "Now you bearing fruit." He says, "Look." He says, "I'll purge you. I'll clean you up, that you may bring forth more fruit." The third verse says, and now we are clean through the word which, he says, I have spoken unto you. He tells us, look, abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. And that is the truth. We know that. Uh-huh. Except it abides in the vine. Even in the natural, if you cut something off from the main trunk and the main vine, from the source of life, and just throw it on the side in the heap, guess what? It's going to die. There's no nutrients. There's nothing supplying. You know what? That's why you and I have to stay connected to the vine. He says, I'm the true vine. I'm the original vine. I am the genuine vine. He said, you got to stay connected. He said, but if you don't, he said, the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. And no more can ye except you abide in me. We can do nothing. The fifth verse says, I am the vine. He's saying it again. He's breaking it down. Jesus says, I am the vine. He tells you are the branches. We're the branches. He says, he that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. But for without me, he's telling us very plain, you can do absolutely nothing. My God, my God. Let that sink in a little bit. I want to ask you a question. You hear him talk about purging and pruning and cutting off, cleaning up. The question is, are you willing to be purged? Mm-hmm. Are you willing to be cleaned up? Are you willing to throw yourself on the mercy seat of God? Say, God, fix me, clean me up, help me to grow up in you, make me what I need to be. You got to be careful. If you don't mean that, don't say it. It needs to come from the heart. He knows the heart anyway. He knows the intents of our heart. Lord, fix me. We all need fixing before God. We all need to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. Hallelujah. That he will exalt. He will bring us up. He will cleanse us. He will purge us. And then he will set us on high where we need to be. Amen, somebody. Again, are you willing to be purged? Let that sink in for a little bit. And I'm going to read something here. The Lord, he chastens those who he loves. If he loves us, that's why he corrects us. Hebrews 12 and 6. And it reads, I'm going to start at the fifth verse. And it says, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. He's reminding us here. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. In other words, stand up, take it like a man, take it like a woman. He says, stand, and when the Lord chastens you, understand he loves you. That's what the sixth verse says. For whom the Lord loveth, he chastens, and he scourges every son whom he receiveth. That's what the scripture is saying to us. He says, if you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chastens not? In other words, he loves us. Just like in the natural, you love your children. The Father loves your children. We love our children. But he says, you love them, you're going to correct them for their own good. You're going to mold them, help to mold them in the way they should go. He says, if you spare the rod, you're going to spoil the child. It's the same thing here. You've got to show love to your children by correcting them because I love you. This is why I'm correcting you, because I want you to go straight. I want you to understand truth. Truth is what you need to know, and truth will keep us. Hallelujah. Truth is where we need to be. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's what he's saying. What father is it that loves a son that he don't correct him? Same way, we are the sons of God. That's what the word says. And now, that's what 1 John 3 and 2 says, beloved, right now, we the children of God. Yes, we are. And what we will be has not yet been revealed. But we know that when Christ appears, we will be like him. For we will see him as he is. Praise God. Ask that question again. Are you willing to be purged? As God our Father is purging us, guess what's happening? He is preparing us, you and I, to receive the fullness of joy. Purging is necessary. It's necessary, or pruning, or correction, or chastening. It is necessary for our growth, our spiritual maturity, our steadfastness, to be rooted, deeply rooted and grounded in the Word of God. That is his Word. It takes all of that to understand and receive the fullness of joy, not just joy, but he says the fullness of joy. Mm-hmm. St. John 15, that same chapter 15, and the 8 through 11 verses, we don't understand this even more so. See, verse 8 says, herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. Mm-hmm. So shall ye be my disciples. The Father is happy with that. When you have the fruit of the Spirit. And the verse 9 says, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. Listen, here's the recipe for having the fullness of joy. Let me read that number 9 again. It says, as the Father hath loved me, so I love you. And he says, continue ye in my love. Verse 10 says, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. Mm-hmm. Even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. That's the recipe. Here it is. It's for us to understand the fullness of the love of Christ. His to live according to his word and to do the things that pleases him. And as he says, as I do the things that please my Father, I abide in his love. Well, so do the same thing. He says, because I love you. He says, if you continue, that's the key word. Continue in my love. Praise God. Are you willing to be purged? Talking about the fullness of joy. So what are the benefits of remaining in the vine for Jesus Christ? What are the, you know, why do I need to be pruned? What are the benefits after I've gone through all this? After he has cleansed me and he continuously worked. Guess what? This is not the one Sunday thing or one season. Hey, this is an everyday thing. God, I come before you. Clean me up. Make me what I should be. God, fix me, God. Help me to walk in the way that was pleasing. The Bible says, we just read, herein is my Father glorified, that you bear fruit, that you bear the love and the joy and all of this. Listen, here's a few benefits. He says that you will have much fruit. He says, that's why I'm going to purge you. That's why I'm going to clean you up, so you can bear a lot of fruit. What are the fruits of the Spirit? Mm-hmm. They are love and joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. And against such, the Scripture says, there is no law against that. No law nowhere against love. No law against peace. No law against showing goodness. No law of being humble and meekness. No law against knowing how to have self-control. Come on now. This is the word. It is plain right in here and there. So therefore, it benefits yourself. And it also benefits others. When you're walking in that love, when you're bearing much fruit, he says, I'm going to clean you up so you can bear a lot of fruit. He says, much fruit. It takes the Lord. We can't even bear the fruit. We can't do anything. We can't even be purged at all, except you and I remain in the vine. His name is Jesus. Say amen to that. So listen, I ought to be able to come up and get in the midst of a crowd, and if someone needs joy, they ought to be able to pick some joy from my fruit. Pick some love from you. Someone ought to be able to see you demonstrate the meekness and operating in the spirit of humility. Someone ought to be able to say, hey, I need a word today. Oh, I know that this person is full of faith. They ought to be able to pick a little bit of faith off of you. Ought to be able to see the gentleness, no matter what turmoil or whatever is happening all around us, there ought to be some goodness, some long-suffering. So that's okay. It's like this right now, but it's not going to be like this always. Long-suffering. If Jesus was not long-suffering with you and I, where would we be? My God. We're talking about the fullness of joy. And then he says, when we abide in the vine and his word abides in you, he says, you can ask what you will. Here, that's what the benefits are. Yes, when you're in that vine, when you're in Jesus and Jesus in you and his word is in you and you living in accordance to his word, he said, then you can ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Jesus said, listen, because without me, you can do nothing. Another part of the scripture talks about the water that Jesus gives. He said, listen, the water that I give, whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give, he says, he shall never, never thirst again. Are you want that water? I do. Drinking of that water. Are you thirsty? Are you thirsty for more of Jesus? Are you thirsty for growing closer to him? Do you have a hunger and thirst after righteousness? Because if you do, Jesus says, you shall be filled. He says, but if you just drink of the water that I give you, you'll never thirst again. But the water that I shall give you shall be in you a well of water that's springing up into everlasting life. Yes, that's a big benefit. That's a big plus for being able to remain in the vine. And then Psalms 1 and 3 says, and it will be like a tree. 1 and 3 says, and we'll be just like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water. Now listen, a tree by the rivers of water, that means that tree is living, is lively, is strong, is nourished, and it stands strong even when storms come and it blows and it reels and it rocks, and sometimes the branches could bend almost to the ground. But when the sun comes out again, it is that because the roots are embedded deep, and because the branches are deep in the vine, that tree is standing beautiful again. Oh, yes, it is. And he says, look, he said, we're going to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. My God, he said, you're gonna be strong. He said, listen, even though the life and the trials and tribulations and the tests of life will have you sometime almost not level, but almost to the ground. But guess what? But when you're anchored in Christ, when your roots are deeply in the vine, and after the Father purges us, and he makes us more like Jesus, makes us to imitate him, makes us to look like him, then the Father is glorified through the Son. Praise God. And the scripture says, in your season. Every one of us has a season. We don't know. Your season may be today. Mine may be another day. And you say, but when is it going to be? Steadfast. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the work of the Lord. We don't know. The season is surely to come. If he spoke it, it's going to happen. Praise God. Then he said, look, this is what's going to happen. He says, and then your leaf also shall not wither. You're going to be looking good. In other words, you ain't not going to look like what you've been through. He says, all the folks that look at you say, yeah, but they've been through this, they've been through that, and this trouble, that trouble. But look at them. They understand, why are they able to stand up strong? Why do they have their head up and they're saying hallelujah anyhow? Glory to God. He said, listen, you shall not, the leaf's not going to wither. You're not going to look old. You're not going to be beaten down. Because why? You're abiding in that vine. And you got that water of life springing up into everlasting life. Hallelujah. And the scripture says, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Whatsoever you put your hands to do shall prosper. Whatsoever that you have asked God in the name of Jesus, and if it's in his will, he knows how to make it prosper. He knows how to give you favor. Amen, somebody. I know about the favor of God, because there's many, many instances I can tell you about that I have said, Lord, I need your favor. When man would say no, but when you're walking in the favor of God, they'll have to say yes. Hallelujah. So listen, as I get ready to close, the fullness of joy. He says that there's another part of the scripture where it talks about, and that my joy would remain in you. He says, I said that earlier, we experience the fullness of joy as we remain in the true vine. And he said that his joy would remain in us. Jesus Christ, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So remember, happiness is circumstantial and it's temporary, but the fullness of joy of the Lord is everlasting. It's peace everlasting. Amen. The fullness of joy. Praise God. I don't know about you. I want that fullness. I'm working. I'm working and asking God, help me to get to where I need to be, that I stay in that vine, and I just keep straight, keep my head focused, keep my mind stayed on Him. Yes, I need to be purged. Yes, God, fix me, clean me up, grow me up in you. That's what we need to pray. Lord, grow me up. Hallelujah. Praise God. I hope you've been blessed tonight. So therefore, we're going to be praying. We're going to be praying for Brother Robert Allen. I understand he has to go back into the hospital again at some point. We're praying for him, and we're praying for Sister Bernie's dad, and we're praying for her. Praise God. I know she's going through a lot. We continue to pray for Deacon Robert Cooper and Deacon Shirley Cooper. We always continue to pray for our Mother Dolores Lickens and Deacon Walter Brown, and my God, and we praise God. We even pray for Sister Betty Brown. Praise God. We don't see her all the time, but when she can, she comes up to the country. But we pray and just want her to know we are praying for her. We're also continue to pray for Sister Betty Ann Davis, and keep her encouraged in the Lord. I pray for my spiritual mom, Minister Lena Patton, a very, very sweet lady in the Lord. Going through a lot, but yet she's stable. She's steadfast in God. Oh, my God, what a model. What a model to look at the God in her. Praise God. We continue to pray for Bishop Royal Foots. And all of those that are maybe still on our prayer list, we pray for them. Praise God. We're also praying for the Betty Salisbury family. That she passed away last weekend, and we're just praying for that family. We're also continue to pray in for the Brother Burley Booker family. Praise God. His wife is Carrie Booker. We pray and we hold him up in our prayers because we need each other's prayer. And not only that, every single one of you that's on this line tonight, on this prayer line tonight, not only praying for you, for praying for all that's connected to you, your family, your friends, your coworkers. We're praying your neighborhood. We are praying, same we, every one of you on this prayer line. We are praying one for the other. Amen? All right, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we glorify you. Hallelujah, we praise you. You said in your word, herein is the Father glorified, that we abide in you and your words abide in us. We can ask what we will, knowing that we can't do anything except we abide in the vine, and that's you, Jesus. Jesus, we just want to thank you. Thank you for shedding your blood, your innocent blood on Calvary, that we may be redeemed, that we receive redemption from sin, that you have brought us out of darkness into the marvelous light, how you have set our feet. You've planted it on a rock to stay, and that rock is Jesus. Father, we praise you. We thank you, Lord, because you're the one that drafted us into your family. You called us sons and called us daughters. So, Father, we thank you. We are the King's kids, and we realize that now. Father, we thank you, Lord, for being patient and long-suffering with us, God. God, yes, we thank you, Lord, that you are giving us the fullness of joy. God, we thank you even as we pray right now. Those on this line and all connected with us, Father, we believe you, and we are thanking you that you are growing us up. You are helping us to our feet to be planted on higher grounds. Hallelujah. That you are lifting us up, God, in the spirit. That God, we thank you, Lord, you're preparing us right now. We don't know what we will be, but we know that when we see you, as your scripture says, that we're going to be just like you. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you for your goodness. praise you for your mercies, your tender mercies that were brand new for every one of us this morning. Father, we glorify you and we worship you. We thank you for your word, God. Your word is quick and is powerful and is sharper than any two-edged sword. Father, it's not by coincidence that we are hear your word tonight, that we receive your word tonight, that you even helped us to understand and receive your engrafted word. God, we need this to live by. We need, God, God, we praise your good name. We glorify you, Father, that you're working it out. You're growing us up, God. You're helping us to abide in the vine, that we abide in you, God, that we have plenty of life. Oh, Father, God, even though that we go through and sometimes life is not fair, but yet, God, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Those that have loved ones and children, oh God, that are challenging, God, in the name of Jesus, we speak life. We speak strength. We speak courage right now in the name of Jesus. Encourage the parents, Lord. Lift them up, God. Help them to set their eyes on you, Father. Oh God, we present them to you. We present these families to you, God. You would strengthen and encourage their heart, God. Help them, Lord, to cast all their cares upon you. Oh, Father, even as we pray, God, we thank you, Lord, for Brother Jerry Royal, God. We lift him up before you. You see what he's going through. You see what Sasha's going through. Strengthen them tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, lift them up where they need to be. Fix it, God. Hallelujah. Cleanse them from the inside out. Fix the heart. You are a heart fixer. You're a mind regulator. Let your will be done. Hallelujah. God, your scripture says, and we know that all things are working together for the good of those who love the Lord and who are the called according to your purpose. For that we say thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all the names I've called, Lord. Strengthen, healing, God. Healing, Lord. Let your healing virtue, let it come forth, Father. Let it manifest itself, God, in the name of Jesus. Everybody on this line, God, that needs a special touch, they need a special healing. God, you know all about us. You know all about every one of us individually. You know about us collectively, oh God. You know, God, because you're Alpha and Omega. You're the first and the last. You're the beginning and you're the end. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. God, you're all-knowing, almighty, all-powerful, Father. Father, we present them to you, God. All those that are on this prayer line, their families, God. We call for salvation of their loved ones, Father. We are believing. We're standing in the gap, and we're praying and believing, God, that you would redeem her. You would save, God. You would deliver her and set free her. Plant us, God, on a solid rock. That rock, Jesus. Plant us, God, to help us to stay in that vine. Stay connected to the vine, to the living water, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, my Lord, even after we have endured, and you told us to endure hardship as strong soldiers. Hallelujah. You're the one that strengthened us. You're the one who's empowering us. For that we praise you. For that we say thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for our healing. We claim it right now. We claim it in the name of Jesus. God, we claim it by faith, God. God, that faith, God, that you have given us, that increase our faith. You've given us that faith to believe. By your stripes, we are healed. By your stripes, you have set us free. You set us free naturally, spiritually, physically, mentally. We thank you right now, God, that God, we pray, God, that you will be Jehovah Jireh, that you will provide. There's many on this line that got certain needs, God. You know all about those needs, God. Speak into their lives. Speak, God. Speak, God. Speak right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Strengthen on every hand, Father. Oh, my Lord. Let your will be done, God. Even after we get off this line tonight, may our faith be strengthened in you. May our roots go a little bit deeper. May our love just bubble over a little bit more. May our smiles be even warmer. May our handshakes be warmer. May we have a countenance. May our countenance show your glory, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. God, we speak blessings upon everybody. We speak your word over everybody. Hallelujah. We speak it right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. So, God, we praise you and we worship you. Those, God, that need encouragement, encourage them, God, in Jesus' name. Father, those that are bereaved families, Lord, you can comfort like no one else can do it, God. Comfort them, God. Give them their strength. Give them that hope, God, to trust you in everything that they do, that you are their refuge, that you are their strength. You are that present help, my God, in the time of trouble. Right now, be that peace that surpasses all understanding, the peace that keeps their hearts and their minds through Christ Jesus. We know we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Hallelujah. You know that you can work it out, so we expect you to work it out, God. We're thanking you in advance. Work out every situation. That, God, all that we go through, God, that, God, you have purpose, God. You have purpose for us, God. And for that, we give your name praise and glory and honor. And we pray, God, we pray for our church. Pray for Petersville Baptist Church that you would grow us up, strengthen, love, and be more loving one to the other. Strengthen to other pastors. Strengthen, God, not only our church, but all the churches that are set us on fire for you, God. God, help us, Lord. Let the wind of the Holy Spirit just blow through, God. And, God, just ignite us. Stir us up, oh, God, to be on fire for you, Father. And, God, when we get done praising, God, let us go out with the joy of the Lord, be able to be an effective witness for you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, you bless our children. We thank you for that. We receive the blessings on our families. We receive the covering of the Lord on our families. Even as we sleep tonight, we receive you, God. We receive the angels of the Lord that will camp all around about us. In the name of Jesus, you keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And for these blessings, we ask in Jesus' mighty name and for his sake. We love you, God. We speak the praises of God. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody on this line. Come on, let's praise God. Hallelujah. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, we praising him. Thank you for the fullness of joy. Thank you, Lord, for what you promised. Thank you, Lord. Pour it out on us. Pour out the fullness of joy on us. Pull it out right now in the name of Jesus. God, we receive it. We receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, glory. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Well, we praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. I hate to have to cut off, but I'm way over the time. But I thank God. It's right on time. Glory to God. I hope you received it. You receive that and praise God and give him the praise. Give him the glory. And asking God to give you continuously, give me that fullness of joy. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So God bless you. We love you. We look forward to seeing you even on Sunday. In fact, for the ministry, only the ministry presidents, we look for you to be on the line on tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. Praise God. The Lord tells us don't be slack in business, but we need to do all that we do to the glory and honor of God. Amen. So we praise God for you. Praise God for our Pastor Bolden. We thank God for all those, God, all the pastors and the ministers and the people, God, that we need each other and love on one another. In Jesus' name, we love you. Be blessed tonight and go forth in the name of Jesus. For that, we're going to say good night and be blessed. Amen.
Good night.
Like